And welcome to episode 21 of the happiest competition on earth, Contemporary Disney Week. Woo! Exciting! Dolphin makes a return!
It's been a few weeks. I thought it needed a dolphin. Getting that out of the way early.
And now the show is complete. Good night, everyone.
Have a night, nice folks. Shortest episode
ever. Happy Halloween.
No, just kidding. But yeah, tonight's Contemporary Disney, and tonight, all the contestants were, not assigned. They had to choose a song that was featured in a Disney-themed movie, project, etc. from 2000 and onward to present, pretty much. So, yeah. There's a lot of different styles tonight, so it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, disclaimer. We don't own Disney. We don't own the music. Disney, please don't sue us. We're doing free publicity for you. We're fans doing this for fans, by fans. Mickey, please don't sue us. We love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween. And I have a Disney-related plug, kind of, here. I've been telling these two about this for a while now. I work on a website with my friends, Edoc, and some people from over the VAA, Nikki Wright, Matt Crew, all of them. We do, it's all kinds of different media. We do podcasts and stuff like that. And right now I'm head quiz producer over there, and I just started the very first in a 5-part epic Disney trivia test. It is going to be this big, huge 5-part. It's 50 questions from 50 Disney animated movies, because Tangled, coming out in a couple weeks, is the 50th Disney animated movie. Wow, that's like a big number. That's a lot of animation. Yeah. So I thought I came up with this really cute idea to do like an epic test. And then if you're actually a member of the site, like you can like join a membership thing, there will be, if you get a perfect score on all 5 parts, which is really hard, by the way, the first one is a really hard one. What did you get on it, Zell? Because I know you took it.
I got like into either 80 or 70.
That's actually really good, because most people thus far have failed it. it took our site owner Cody 10 tries to actually get a perfect score on it, because he wants the and you get like little badges and stuff for different accomplishments. And it's going to be, if you get a perfect score by the end on all 5 parts, you get like a little site badge and stuff for if you have an account on the site. So the website is www.yninteractive.com, and it's in the quiz section. It's the Epic Disney Trivia Test, part one, and then part 2, 3, 4, and 5 will come out on the Fridays for the next couple of weeks. So go over and take it.
Wow.
Test your Disney trivia.
If Zell got 70, that's not good.
Actually, it's this first one is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's classic Disney too.
Yeah, because it's done in like the order. So like the first one is Disney movies 1 through 10. So there's like those really horrible package films they made during World War II in there, like Make Music Mine and Fun and Fancy Free. That's like, I don't even remember this movie. Now you're asking me questions about it. Like,
it's been years since I've even seen half of those.
Yeah. So if you know more like later Disney movies, the later parts of the quiz will be easier for you than the earlier parts are. This is probably the hardest of the 5 parts, the one that's out now. So that's just a little Disney fun for everyone. You should go and take the test, see how good you are. Come back, tell us how you did.
Take the test right after we do this episode.
Yeah, he didn't take the test yet. I got a perfect only because I know the answers.
You wrote the test.
I wrote the test. I should
hope
know
you get a perfect, Amby.
There was one even I was like, I don't remember the answer to this one, and I just wrote it. Oh, jeez.
Oh, dear.
That was this week's Disney plug.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you all...
Mother Gothel video's up.
Mother Gothel's going to be up. Entangled!
If you don't know what we're talking about, there's these little trailers that they introduce characters by. And
yeah,
I've been waiting for Mother Gothel for a long time. And actually, 2 days, right? So yeah, I'm happy it's finally out. So yay.
She's a...
Okay, are we all ready to get started tonight?
Totally.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Our first trick-or-treater up for the night is Russ. Can you guess what his costume is?
Where did she go? Where can she be? When will she come again, calling to me? calling to me, calling to me. Somewhere there's a ghost like the shimmer of the wind upon the water. Somewhere there's a girl who's like the glimmer of the sunlight on the sea. Somewhere there's a girl who's like a swell of endless music. Somewhere she is singing and her song is meant for me. And her voice, it's sweet as angel sighing. And her voice, it's warm as summer sky. And that sound, it haunts my dreams and spins me round until it seems I'm flying. Her voice. I can sense her laughter in the ripple of the waves against the shoreline. I can see her smiling in the moonlight as it settles on the sand. I can feel her waiting just beyond the pale horizon, singing out a melody too lovely to withstand. And her voice, it's there as dusk is falling. And her voice, it's there as dawn steals by. Pure and bright, it's always near, all day, all night, and still I hear it calling. Her voice. Strange as a dream, real as the sea. If you can hear me now, come set me free. Come set me free.
And kicking things off tonight was Russ with her voice from the Little Mermaid musical on Broadway, right? Yes.
Yes. Oh. One of my favorite songs returns.
Only
good song they added.
Okay, so Russ, last week was a bit of a doozy, I guess, but I thought this was a nice comeback song for you. This voice, stylistically wise, it fit your voice and your style of singing much better than last week, so that was a good plus for me. And I thought your verses were really nice because they had a lot of it felt a lot more tender and softer, and it didn't sound as structured as you sometimes sing. And I thought that was nice because it gave your verses more emotion, and I thought you had a nice build from verses to chorus energy wise and vocal energy wise. Sometimes in the chorus your vibrato was a bit strong for me. And this is just kind of like a personal preference. And like, because your vibrato is so strong, sometimes it makes some of your notes sound a little shaky for me. And I like the amount of vibrato you had in the verses a bit more because it was a bit more subdued and subtle than, bam, I'm vibrato, what? And you're like, you know, like, I like it better at that level than at such a strong level, I guess. But,
he's a superhero, vibrato man.
Yeah, and I really liked your last "Set Me Free." It was very nice, and that was just the right vibrato control level for me. So yeah, good job, Russ.
All right, thank you for not doing the Dr. Facilier song like I was like hoping you wouldn't do, because I was really worried you're gonna do that. Okay, that being said, you went a little too low on her voice at 125. It went like you were going really baritone with it. Withstand, you pronounce it. I had to re-listen to it to actually figure out that that was what you were saying. And I had to agree with Jeffers on the vibrato thing for me, especially at the ending, it got a little too heavy. But I thought stylistically, as Jeffers said, this does fit you. I mean, because this was not going to be an easy round for you. I could probably foretell. But I liked it. Aside from all the stuff I just said, I liked it. Ambie?
Yeah, I thought this was a good pick for your range and your vocal style. I agree with Jeffers on your verses. I thought the verses were really good with the, like, very nice little hints of emotion in it. I wasn't as huge a fan on the choruses, though, because I felt like you needed to be more in love with the voice you were singing about. I didn't really feel like you had any kind of emotional attachment to, like, the words in it. I don't know how to describe what I'm saying. Someone's IMing me and they're distracting me while I'm doing it. Thanks, Dylan, because you're IMing me right now.
Shout out to Dylan Collins.
Shout out to Dylan Collins. You're distracting me. But I just felt like you could have gone more emotional with when you were singing about her voice. Like, there was no passion in it. It was just kind of like, I'm singing about her voice, when it should have been like, this voice is the one. Mm-hmm. He only knows her by her voice, and he's fallen in love with her from it. So I think there just needs to be more of an emotional attachment in the choruses. Like, it was there in the verses; they were really nice with this emotion, and it needed to intensify, I think, in the choruses, and it just didn't intensify enough for me. Again, personal preference there with it, but overall, I did think this was good. I would have liked a little more, but still good.
Yep. Good recovery from last week, Russ.
Yeah.
Good recovery.
Okay. All
right. You done?
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Who could be knocking at my door now? It's Princess Clary! And she has such a pretty costume. Can you figure it out?
Mama, I don't have time for dancing. That's just gonna have to wait a while. Ain't got time for messing around, and it's not my style. This old town can slow you down, people taking the easy way. But I know exactly where I'm going, getting closer and closer every day, and I'm almost there. I'm almost there. People down here think I'm crazy, but I don't care. Trials and tribulations, I've had my share. There ain't nothing gonna stop me now, 'cause I'm almost there. I remember Daddy told me fairy tales can come true. You gotta make them happen, it all depends on you. So I'll work real hard each and every day. Now things for sure are going my way. Just doing what I do. Look out, boys, I'm coming through. And I'm almost there. I'm almost there. People gonna come here from everywhere, and I'm almost there. You know I've had my share, but I've climbed the mountain, I've crossed the river, and I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
And that was Princess Clary with Almost There from The Princess and the Frog. Yay!
Oh, yeah,
aside from that. Okay. But it's still animated 2D movie. Okay. Aw, cute intro. I liked your intro. Her little speaking parts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One thing I noticed is that you took a lot of liberties. And some of them, and sometimes it felt like you were off or on time with So I don't know if it's because of the liberties you were off your timing or whatnot. Some parts in the song, it sounded like you didn't know the song as well as you could have. You could have gotten bigger in a lot of the parts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end, you were more holding the note rather than belting it. I don't know if that's more of a personal thing or not, but that was just something I caught. The coming through it would have liked it to be a little bigger. But overall, you sounded pretty in it. So, yeah, Abby?
Yeah, first of all, your American accent was not that bad. The only time that I kind of went, ooh, British trying to sing American accent was on the dancing. It was like, dance! And like, when like someone doesn't know the accent, while like overcompensating for the accent type of thing. That was the only time that I was like, I really don't think that this is her first accent type of thing. But overall, the accent was not bad, because I know you mentioned that in your email to us. I really liked your voice on this. I thought your voice fit the song nice. However, I do agree with Zell. I think what it needed was more excitement, was what it needed. It was missing just like a spark of life in it. Because there was energy there, but it just needed something, like a spark or...
More happy, hopeful.
Yeah, hopefulness, happiness. That's like the whole thing about this song is you're so close. You're so close to it. And there's that wonderful joy of being so close that you're almost there. Title of the song. Makes sense now. And I would have liked that in there, especially towards the end. Like when you were in the part with the there's been trials and tribulations, that was nice because that part is supposed to be a bit calmer and relaxed. But in the verses, it's supposed to just have more oomph in it. It needed a little bit more oomph. And every time you said the word people, you puffed on the microphone. I don't know if I was the only one that noticed that, but it got like almost toppy puffing. And going off of one of Zell's notes real quick, I've sung the song before, so I know that there are some sections in it. I don't know if it wasn't a non-familiar arity with the song, or just there are some parts in it that are really awkward that when you're singing it, you wouldn't think that it is supposed to be that way, but it is. Because I've sung this song before, especially in like the now things are sure for going my way. That part is actually like bizarre in the song. So the way you were singing it was the way that I originally thought it was supposed to be too. So I can kind of understand some of the liberties that you took, and I really didn't see them as much as mistakes as like
taking it into your own hands, maybe.
Yeah, basically thinking that's what the song sounds like, because when I was doing this for performance, I thought that's how the song actually sounded too, until I listened back and was like, oh, that's totally wrong. Go back and redo that section. But yeah, overall, decent, but I feel like your energy has been waning the past couple of times that you've sung for us. So find a way to build your energy back up again from here on out. Jeffers?
Yeah, I don't really have a lot to add to the other two. They pretty much covered most of my notes. Accent was pretty good. Much better than I can even sing American. And I'm American. So good job on that.
I love that.
Yeah, I thought you were really pretty on the intro, and like I agree with the hopefulness, and I felt like it could have used a bit more build throughout the song. And I thought your breathy parts were very nice, but some parts I wish it was a bit more earthy and not vocally stronger, but more grounded sounding, more solid, I guess. Yeah, pretty good. Not your best, but still good.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. We good?
Mm-hmm.
Trick or treat.